Kroger, the complete food department store that helps you live better for less, presents Linda's First Love by transcription. Two gunshots, one killing Fenton Fox, the other seriously wounding Edmund Nugent, also blasted Linda's hopes that Danny's name will be cleared. Nugent had refused to confess his own guilt to Fox, and now he lies in the hospital near death. Dr. Bates, head of the institution, has summoned Danny to his office. But whether Danny will even respond remains to be seen. We'll resume our story in a moment. Stop! Look! Listen! Yes, stop, look, and listen for Kroger hop-dated Spotlight Coffee. Stop in your Kroger store and get a pound of hop-dated Spotlight Coffee. Look how truly fresh it is, and listen to what you save. Freshly roasted, freshly ground. Save up to 17 cents a pound. Yes, for a coffee you'll love, stop in your Kroger store and get a pound of Spotlight. And look how truly fresh it is. You see Spotlight coffee fresh in the bean, and you can tell it's freshly roasted by the hot date on the bottom of the bag. That date is stamped there within an hour after the coffee leaves the roasting oven. And you know Spotlight is freshly ground because it's ground in your Kroger store when you buy it. So get truly fresh, hop-dated Spotlight coffee. And listen, you pay less, far less, for Spotlight coffee than for other well-known brands. With every tasty Spotlight cup, add your coffee savings up. Yes, save up to 17 cents a pound on Spotlight coffee, more on the big 3-pound economy bag. Shop where you save at your Kroger store and live better for less. As Linda and Danny move slowly along the corridor leading to Dr. Bates' office, Linda is saying,
"Darling, I know how you feel about Dr. Bates, and I don't blame you in the least, but now that we've come this far, don't turn back.
Bates has no use for me, and I have none for him.
But he does respect you, and I know that no matter what you say, you respect him, Danny. Even when you were on the staff here and fought a constant battle with him, you respected him."
"That was a long time ago. Remember, when I went into research, he told me I was crazy. Came up with a drug that knocked out the epidemic. Not a word out of him. Not a word in my defense when the whole town, thanks to Nugent's monkey business, was howling for my head because those patients failed to recover."
Yeah, I know. He was no different than all the others, but now maybe he wants to hear your side of the story."
"Yeah, at this date, he's a little late."
"Oh, darling, what if Nugent had confessed that the fault was his, not yours? Then we'd have achieved what we were working for. The people of this town would know the truth. They'd change their minds. They'd realize they were wrong about you. That realization would come late, yes, but would you say, too late? Would you spurn their apologies?"
"I don't know. Maybe I would. You just don't seem to realize, Linda, how I..."
"Oh, there you are, Danny. Hello, Mrs. Grogan. How are you?"
"Hello, Dr. Bates. You want to talk to Danny, so I'll go on down to the waiting room on the ground floor."
"I don't think that's necessary, is it, Dr. Bates?"
"Not at all. I'd like to see both of you. Come right in my office, will you?"
"If you're quite sure."
"Go ahead, Linda. This shouldn't take long, and we can get home. Been quite an evening."
"So I understand. Oh, here, Mrs. Grogan. Sit down, and I shan't keep you. That's a promise. You've been through quite an ordeal, police officer in charge tells me. Sit down, Danny, please."
"How did you know that Linda and I were in any way connected with a man who... must be just another emergency case here, Dr. Bates?"
"Oh, you're still pretty well known around here, Danny. I was informed of your arrival before you'd been here 5 minutes."
"Just what did Sergeant Henyon tell you?"
"I'm surprised, Dr. Bates, that I was allowed in here."
"That's a rebuke, Danny, and you're quite justified."
"Well, there was nothing personal in my remark, but I'm sure that you're aware of my evil reputation."
"If my husband seems a little sensitive on the subject of what this town has done to him, Dr. Bates, I hope you'll understand. And if you don't, I'd like to tell you the whole story."
"Don't bore him with it, Linda. You see, Dr. Bates, our experience has been that no one cares to listen. I guess that's the way it is when your mind is made up about something or somebody."
"We're often that way, all of us, I'm afraid, Danny. But until I talked to that policeman, I didn't know you had a story to tell."
"Oh, I see. Well, it's perfectly true that I didn't take any public stand in my own defense."
"Who would have believed him, Dr. Bates?"
"Yes, yes, to accuse a man of knocking you unconscious when it was done in such a way as to leave no mark and without proof of any sort."
"As I guess you know, we arranged a meeting tonight between Nugent and an old hired hand of his named Fenton Fox. We hoped that Fox would draw a confession out of him with Sergeant Henyon as a concealed witness. Well, it didn't work out that way.
I don't know, but you gained some ground, though. The very fact that this man Nugent was seen by the officer in the company of a known criminal
proves nothing. Nothing at all.
Our one hope is that Nugent survives, and eventually when he realizes that he faces indictment and conviction on a murder charge, well, with nothing to lose, perhaps he'll clear Danny.
I hope so, Mrs. Grogan. I sincerely hope so. Oh, excuse me a moment. Dr. Bates? Oh, well, what about Naylor? I see. Well, let me ring you back, Wagner. I'll see what I can do. Danny, I think I can anticipate your answer, but I'm bound to ask you this. It's my duty, and I don't know where else to turn. It's Nugent.
You say there's no one else?
No one we can get hold of in time.
Well, I haven't performed an operation in nearly 2 years, Dr. Dave.
Danny, don't let that unnerve you. Don't let
2 years is a long time, and I'm not sure how welcome I'd be in that operating room. I'm tired. Probably forgotten everything I ever knew about surgery.
But since there's no one else, you'll take over and you'll do a good job of it.
Of course he will.
All right. Linda, you better go home. This may take some time, so see you later.
It was 9:30 in the evening when Linda and Danny arrived at Mercy Hospital. And now, a few minutes before 11, Linda, in spite of her instructions to the contrary, is maintaining a vigil in the main floor room reserved for visitors. She's not turned a page in a magazine in her hands for some time. But suddenly she drops it and rises to her feet.
Daisy!
Oh, honey, I thought I'd find you here. I just heard all about it on the radio, and I called your house and no answer. Oh, thanks.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Come on, sit down and talk to me.
What are you doing here so late? Where's Danny? Putting the thumb screws on Nugent, I hope.
He's operating.
Operating? On Edmund Nugent? Danny, now? Nugent?
Yes, they had no one else.
Danny, operating on Nugent. Saving the life of a murderer.
It makes no difference what sort of a man he is or what he's done. If his life can be saved, it must be saved.
I guess. But Danny, of all people, they have to pick Danny. Make his worst enemy well.
I know. And it's not easy for him.
Of course, it's not. Nugent, of all people.
It's not just that. In fact, that's the least part of it. You see, it's a long time since Danny's performed an operation, even a routine one. And this, well, it's something very difficult.
Oh, sure, that's right. It has been a long time at that. I guess it makes a lot of difference.
Yes, and he was dead tired and thoroughly upset to start with. That makes a lot of difference, too.
How long ago since he started? How long have you been waiting here, Linda?
Oh, about an hour and a half. That's not so very long, really, but... Oh, it must seem like an eternity to Danny.
Yeah, you too, I bet. Just sitting here, wondering. What are the chances?
Well, I don't know, Daisy, but I gathered that they're rather slim.
Uh-huh. Nugent, he never talked, never confessed?
No.
Oh, then I sure do hope Danny pulls him through because he's got to talk.
Just what did they say on the radio?
Oh, it wouldn't mean much to anybody who wasn't in on the know. It's just that Edmund Nugent, a chemist of such and such an address, was plugged by a cop who was trying to break up an argument on Miller Street in which a small-time crook named Fox got killed by Nugent.
I see. There was no mention of Danny or me then.
No, thank goodness.
Well, I keep trying to be grateful for the one good thing that did come of all this.
Yeah, you'll be able to live in peace and quiet for a change. Is that what you mean?
Yes. And I'm thankful that nothing happened to Danny or me or Hal Hepworth. Oh, Daisy, did I tell you about Hal?
You said he'd gone, just disappeared, left your house. Any word, any idea where he went or why? Was he running away from Nugent, you
think? No to all those questions. It's very strange, but right now it's the very least of my worry, so...
You ought to get home. I'll go with you. I'll stay with you, Linda. Danny may be here for hours.
Well, he told me to go home, but I wanted to wait here, and I'm going to stay.
Well, you look sort of ready to keel over. Not that I blame you. I really think
you ought to go. I think most of it is that... Well, I'm going through what Danny's going through. My thoughts are with him to such an extent that... Oh, it sounds silly, but the way it is.
I don't think it's so silly. You're loving Danny that much, because that's what it is, you know. Was he pretty nervous and everything?
He concealed it very well.
But just the same, he had the cold shakes, I'll bet. But on the other hand, Linda, where is there a better doctor? I'll tell you. No place. And I'll bet that by the 25th time he washed his hands before that operation, he forgot everything except that he was back at the profession he knows best.
Daisy, I think maybe you're right. I was thinking of that, and When he left me, when he was walking away from me, down the hall towards the surgery, I had a feeling that he knew he was home again. And that's why it's so desperately important that Nugent must get well and tell the truth so that Danny can go back to the one thing he was really meant for.
Sure, that's what we're... Oh, look, Linda, here he comes. Who's that with him?
Dr. Davis. Danny. Danny, over here.
Oh, he's so pale. I've never seen him.
I'll give you a report in the morning, Danny.
Linda, I thought I told you to go home. Shouldn't have waited here all this time. Hello, Daisy Bell. Good to
you. I thought I'd save the taxi fare. Darling, tell me.
He did a splendid job, Mrs. Grogan. Splendid.
Well, that we don't really know that soon. Dr. Bates and Mrs. Dorcas, an old friend of ours.
Tom Deeser. So Danny did okay, huh?
I'm glad to know you, Mrs. Dorcas. Why, yes, the operation was definitely a success.
Darling, I'm so glad. You look so very tired. I think I'd better take him home right away, Dr. Bates.
Yes, I'd like to go home now. Good night, Sam.
Good night, Danny. I hope you'll think over what I said. Good night, Mrs. Grogan. Mrs. Dorcas.
Good night, Dr. Bates. Danny, what is it? Something wrong, Danny?
It was a bad operation. I was slow. Clumsy. I doubt if Nugent will make it. Yet Bates tells me that medicine needs me. Truth of it is, I need medicine, some aspirin. You should have heard all the muttering and whispering when the nurses and interns recognized me.
But, darling, they were surprised, that's all. After all, it's been a long time since you operated in this hospital.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a longer time before I do again, Linda. Come on, let's go home back to our workshop where I can use my hands efficiently, not be pointed at and whispered about.
So Danny, despite Dr. Bates' assertion that his performance was an excellent one, considers himself a failure. Can Linda change his outlook? Is he making a grave mistake in turning his back on his profession? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Linda's First Love. Stop! Look! Listen! Yes, stop, look, and listen for Kroger hot-dated Spotlight Coffee. Stop in your Kroger store and get a pound of hot-dated Spotlight Coffee. Look how truly fresh it is, and listen to what you save. Freshly roasted, freshly ground, save up to 17 cents a pound. Yes, ladies, save up to 17 cents on every pound of Spotlight Coffee and enjoy its true freshness. You see Spotlight Coffee fresh in the bean in your Kroger store. And the hot date on the bottom of the bag means it's freshly roasted because that date is stamped there within an hour after the coffee leaves the roasting oven. Spotlight is ground in your Kroger store when you buy it, so you know it's freshly ground. Then stop in your Kroger store and get a pound of Spotlight Coffee. And look how truly fresh it is. And ladies, listen. You pay less, far less, for Spotlight Coffee than for other well-known brands. With every tasty Spotlight cup, add your coffee savings up. Yes, shop where you save at your Kroger store. And live better for less. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another entertaining transcribed chapter of Linda's First Love.